So basically, you gotta kind of learn these. Like here's another example as a pattern. Lots of similarities. We got a sigma here. We got an O vowel sigma. We do have a yoda. We've got the alpha. This is an obvious thing. The own, sit, and os, and so forth. Here, you got to remember there's a little bit of difference, and we've had contraction. But when you get to a form like this, Bill, I don't know what I tell you. It certainly is not true to say that the stem is F nu and the sigma is the ending, or F na and us is the ending. See, it's like learning the present indicative active. Lio, li, ice, li, I. And you've got connecting vowel ending kind of smooshing together. So this pattern is subdivision of last chapter. Last chapter is the more important chapter because that's the basic of the third declension. All right, now let's take a look at a couple of forms. And I want to maybe do about 15 minutes and then we'll walk over to take a look over there. Now, I'll tell you what, Gretchen, would it be possible if we could, if I could ask you to do this, could you maybe stay here and not lock the room right away so that we're not having everybody take all kinds of bags and everything in to see the manuscript? That everybody could kind of leave their bags here. Then we'll, I want you to take your New Testaments in hand. We'll go over there. Then we can come back. No, yeah, you can if you want to, but see, we're going to have just a certain room here, and it's going to start, we're going to be starting to clutter everything up if everybody's, you know.
You can leave it in the entryway.
You can leave it in the entryway if you want, but some are parked down here, and I'd like to be able to leave things in this room too. All right, now, let's take a look at some of the nouns that we've got. Grammatois, I'm on page 129. Second last vocabulary word on 129. Grammatois. Okay? So, if we, let's see about, you know, what some of these look like. Well, now Bill, I'm going back to the conversation that you and I had. Let me tell the whole class some of the conversation that I had. He came in, said, how about $100? I said, not enough money. And no, that was the second part of the conversation, right. anyway, you know, he was talking about how you learn and so on. Now, I'm going to tell you what I told him, and this chapter is a perfect example. Folks, take every noun in this vocabulary and decline it out in all eight forms. Not oof. That's how you learn it. Because after you take out, after you do, for example, we're doing, let's do the one, is that on the next page here, Royce? It's just a little shorter, I can fit it in. Second, third vocabulary word. All right, so take the word and put it next to the paradigm. And just do it out like this. Now, the great advantage to something like this is you will now have seen all the forms of the word. See, the trouble is, when you don't do this, all of a sudden, you see the form hieraos, and you've never seen that form before. Now, after a while, you know, when you get really good, you don't have to do this with every form. But when you're getting on to a new paradigm, then take all the stuff that follows that, and now you do the same thing with grammatois. Grammatois, grammateos, grammatai, grammatea, grammatais, grammateon, grammatoise, grammateas. Now, I used to do this all orally for myself, all right? But I know a lot of you, you know, aren't comfortable with that or whatever. Then write it out, say it. And when you do this, you could even do the following if you wanted to. Hierois, priest. Hieraos, of a priest. Hierai, to a priest. Hierea, I see a priest. Hierais, priests of priests, to priests. I see priests. Do you think after that you might know it's priest?
Hello.
Yeah, well, give her a rip, you know? That if you go through, you actually physically write it out, you say it, you get the kinesthetic sense working, and you kind of do the definition, all of a sudden the stuff starts to get associated. Then when you look in the book, all of a sudden you see, look at sentence D as an example. In sentence D on page 130, third line, first word, heroise. Ah, well, I wrote them all out, and here they are. See, now you will have actually seen that form before because you wrote it out. Now, then you do the same thing for grammatois. Now, let's do that identical thing over here. I'm going to erase this now. Let's do that same thing with pistis. Very famous word, very important word, meaning faith. It goes according to the Paulus pattern. Pistis? Well, no, you know it because it's is eos. That's ois eos. See, this is is, like this. That's why I went through the vocabulary with you and told you this. Here, pistis, pisteos, pistai, piston. Pistis. Now, of course, it would make sense to you that there probably aren't going to be a lot of occurrences of faiths in the plural. Okay? But you're working on the pattern. You're working on the pattern. So that's what that would look like. Now, let's take a look at the first vocabulary word. Well, maybe that's not the first one, but anastasis, the second one, anastasis. Now, this is an interesting one, how this goes. Anastasis. This is a long word. Anastaseos. Anastasis. Sai, anastasin. Now, you got to recognize that's not a dative plural, anastasin. That is the Pauline thing. You'll see what the dative plural looks like. And, of course, you ought to recognize this point. Like the word faith, the word resurrection is not going to occur in the plural very much. Resurrections. I don't know that there is an occurrence of that in the New Testament in the plural. Anastasis, anastaseos, watch this form, anastasesi, and anastasis. That's what it would actually look like if there were plurals of this. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Right. Good. Thank you. Right. Anastasis, anastaseon, anastasese, anastasis. So, concentrate on the singulars. Hey, there aren't plurals of resurrection.
This particular paradigm looks like it has a pretty clear-cut stem and ending. Is it just the other one that doesn't? Or, I mean, I can...
Yeah. Yeah, well, right. But I mean, here, just like in the other one, you've got to recognize you're dealing with that. Right. This isn't exactly the same. See, I'll have to say this, Wendell. If you're thinking like that, you're starting to think linguistically. You're starting to see the patterns and the similarities, and you're saying, you know, when I say, well, I saw the look on your face. This was interesting. I said, well, you have to realize it was that, and this is what Wendell did. He kind of went, you know, like, yeah, big deal. Well, yeah, it's exactly right. And that's the way, but that's the way you got to think about it. Well, yeah. So it's just like it, except it ain't exactly. And that's exactly the way you have to be thinking.
It's kind of like Bill said, I remember these things by knowing
See, I think that's much more legitimate as a procedure in chapter 18. Nothing, us, it, us, on, se, us. Now, us is os, meh. It's not it, it's I, there's a combination. All of a sudden there's a ne here. And instead of, and this is my favorite example, you know, instead of s, it's ice, but there was a combination there and so on. So it's not quite as clean.
Well, for remembering it, I wouldn't try to transform the two. I just remember them as two separate.
Right, right. But it, these are, this is really a modification of 18. It's really a modification. All right, now, let's take a look at that alethes pattern of the adjective. And there is, that's our first vocabulary word, and it's at the bottom of page 128. Now, let's take a look at the first third vocabulary word, asthenes. Now, let me just put this out for you. I'm going to do it in the masculine, singular and plural. And take a look at the plurals here, because that is on, not et on, right? It does contract. Yeah. Asthenese and asthenes. Now, this is kind of an important word because that's the normal word for the sick in the Gospels. When Jesus heals tous asthenes, he is healing the sick. The tous asthenes. That's a very common thing to see. So that's following the alethes pattern. True. But this is what I mean about taking these and writing them out and seeing them. Not only do you learn the vocabulary, but more importantly, you'll learn the paradigm, because you got to put it next to the other one, and you go through it and you see how the paradigm goes.